News Talk 1620, WTAW, visiting with Melanie Fuller of the Brazos County Expo. If you had a chance to go to the Brazos Valley Fair last September, you're going to find the expo grounds this week just as busy. All the facilities are being used for the Diamonds and Dirt Bell Horse Classic, that being a significant event in the six-year history of the expo grounds, as you'll hear Melanie talk about, and an invitation to take advantage of what's going on through Saturday at the expo with this Diamonds and Dirt Barrel Horse Classic.
The officials with Diamonds and Dirt tell me it will have a $1.7 million impact on the community. This event is using the entire facility, the exhibit hall, the ballroom, the meeting rooms, three arenas. We've even have a tent with stalls underneath the tent for this event.
And how often does that sort of thing happen at the expo?
I guess it's increasing. We're getting more and more events here all of the time. Some weekends we'll have two or three events here. But the calendar space is getting limited. So if someone is planning to book an event or bring an event here, they need to be talking to us because it's getting busy all the time.
And that's a good thing.
That's a very good thing.
So Diamonds and Dirt is going to be comparable to the Brazos Valley Fair then?
Yes, sir.
What about the number of people and the number of horses?
We have 700 horses entered in the event, and it's probably 1,500 to 1,600 people here roaming around the grounds. For instance, today we've had a cooking contest. Canines for Cops are here giving demonstrations with the dogs. They've told me that we had a dog here today that made a million-plus drug bust in Houston last night. So he's quite a celebrity here today. But there's lots of people. I'm not sure if there's a whole lot of space left in the parking lot, but there's lots of trucks and trailers.
And these folks and the horses that they bring, I understand this is not just even a local or even a regional draw. I mean, these people come from what ends of the earth?
Well, I believe we have 25 states represented and four countries. We spoke with a young lady yesterday from Canada, North Dakota today, Florida. We have people here from Argentina and Brazil. So it's a very wide-ranging event.
And do you find that having events like Diamonds and Dirt just really builds the snowball to make the expo a better attraction for prospects to come here?
Absolutely. They just see how large an event we can hold and just the publicity that they bring to the community, and we'll get coverage and all the equine publications with the results and everything. So, yes, it really puts us on the map.
To me, it's just another example that Bryan College Station is not just about what happens in town, but you drive either 2818 or 47 and you get off at Leonard Road, and you can really see some really fun things that are going on at the expo.
That's right, and most of our events out here, Bill, are free to the public, just like all the events this week. They've got a lot of shopping in their vendor area and the exhibit hall. And the barrel race itself is free to come and watch. And then we have tomorrow night, we have storyteller Red Steagall performing at 8:30. Friday night, we have the Mustang Makeover fan favorite, Bobby Kerr, is going to be performing at 6. Their dog and pony show is going to be at 7:30. And A.J. Croce is going to perform at the Dixie Chicken on Friday night. So lots of events, and again, it's free to the public.
Is there anything else that listeners would be interested in knowing about Diamonds and Dirt specifically, or about what's been happening and what's coming up in the near future at the expo?
The people who are putting on the event, there are world champion barrel racers here, world renowned horse trainers. We've got the director for Canines for Cops. We even have one of the publicity people for Diamonds and Dirt is an Emmy Award-winning producer for 48 Hours program that we've seen on TV. Her name's Jenna Jackson. So lots of things along with Diamonds and Dirt. We even have a cookbook author involved. So lots of things going on. And, of course, the end of the month, we've got the Aggie Rodeo, the Brazos County Youth Livestock Show. We have the Lions Club Rodeo coming up in April, along with the Aggie Super Circuit Horse Show. So the list goes on and on, Bill.
And listeners can go to the Expo website and get all that information?
Yes, sir. BrazosCountyExpo.com. And we also have a Facebook page, and they can go there and check out what's going on here.
Thanks again to Melanie Fuller at the Brazos County Expo for the update on what's happening out there this week with the Diamonds and Dirt Barrel Horse Classic. Again, that's going on through Saturday, and you can find out more by going online to BrazosCountyExpo.com, not only about what's happening now, but what's happening in the future. This is Newstalk 1620 WTAW.